All right, today, important one for us is our preparation. The physical part comes to a close. And the guys threw a really good week. We did a good bit of work against one another. And that part's really important to us. It's important to see the speed for the defensive guys, to see Julio, to go against him, to go against Gabe and Mo and Tev. And it's also important on the other side for the offensive line to feel the rushers of Vic and Tack and Poe and Grady inside Claiborne. That's an important part of it. And you saw some of the black jerseys out there today. And one of the guys who got that was Brooks Reed this week. And he was one that was really, it wasn't just the long hair. He was really pushing the tempo for the tight ends, for the offensive tackles, to give the very best look we could. So I think what a good example of the brotherhood of iron sharpening iron for us. There were a number of other guys who had a good week. But today we were pleased with the physical work we put. The guys were playing fast, and we had a big red zone emphasis. So only player that's questionable heading into the game is Brian Hill. Past that, from an injury standpoint, we're in great shape. And last but certainly not least, for the fans, make sure we are out there early. And let's get this thing cranked up in the fashion that Sunday Night Football and all that fun that is. So we're looking forward to it, and we'll see you there. Well, sounds like the food prices are right on time. So, all right, let's let it rip. What you got?
Just how do you see their line, and how do you match up with? I know they have some issues injury-wise, but what do you see at Lindsley?
Here's what I've seen. Yeah, it's been that way before, you know, where we've played them with some guys come in. They've done an excellent job of developing the line there. And so when a new guy comes in, you really don't see, you know, a lot of change in their philosophy or their standard of what they play like. That's not discounting Beluga or any of the guys. You know, he's certainly a proven tackle for years. But I would say that you don't see the drop-off. So their line coach and their team does a good job with that. You know, with the guys that come in, they play to the standard that's set there.
Do you think Murphy, he had some trouble early on, and then I guess they shore some things up in the second half. Your take on that?
Well, we knew him coming out, and in fact, we worked him out at Stanford, so we got a chance to see him, and we could feel his punch and how strong he was. So like most players, you probably also, like, first time getting a lot of turns and going, and then you get – more comfortable as you're playing and more experienced. So I'm not surprised that as, the game went along, he probably, got the feel of it and the speed of it. And the rusher he was playing against was pretty good too. So, yeah.
Okay. It sounds like you guys did a lot more conditioning, fair to say, this week. You expect to run a lot more against this team than Chicago.
I don't know if we did more, but we really wanted to emphasize how hard we can go. Okay. And so that's really where the all gas, no brakes come from. You never know when it's your play. And I thought last week there were some times this could have been a good play, except for, one breakdown here, one miss here. And those are the ones when you're fully going for it for each play. You never know when that one's going to be the one to go. And defensively, the same thing. There's all gas, no break means, man, I am hitting it. And if this guy misses a tackle, the next guy is there to clean it up like crazy. So I love that part of our defense, the speed that they have. We're more equipped to play that style right now than we've ever been.
Game tackling, swarm tackling.
And it'll take that. These guys are doing an excellent job of creating space in the offense and getting the ball into the playmakers' hands. And good running game, quarterback who can extend plays. So, I want to be really clear on our game plan and how we want to go about it.
How did West respond in practice this week?
I thought he did a good job. And really the offensive line in general, it was Wednesday and Thursday, the line of scrimmage work, the run game work, they really put out and wanted to make sure that part of our game was getting better and stronger as we went. So, no changes on our end, and I thought he threw a good week.
When you talk about improving the tackling end of things,
yep.
I know you talked about it this week a number of times, but is it more just an angle?
Yeah, I don't want to make too big a deal out of it,
Matt,
only because I think we're a pretty good tackling team. And one game, I wouldn't overreact too much, only because we're really disciplined in that. So it was uncomfortable for us to have that many. I don't anticipate that happening again. And if it does, we can have the uncomfortable conversation, but I don't think we'll be going down that road. So it's one of the things we work really hard at, and I anticipate that part of our game really coming to life.
Coach, in speaking with some of the defensive linemen over the week, they said that they feel like the depth in that unit allows you to keep fresh legs in the game and really get after the quarterback.
Yep.
But with a guy like Aaron Rodgers and his ability to catch a defense, shifting with guys coming on and off the field. How do you balance that?
Yeah, you better have your plan organized in that way because he's one of the very best at that. So we do have a deep group. But we won't, you know, we'll be really disciplined in that fashion as well. So you have to be disciplined in the approach, and they'll make substitutions as well. So usually those are, you know, issues when substitutions don't occur. So we've got a plan for it. I do love the depth that we have from a philosophy standpoint. That's been, you know, something I've believed in for a long time, to throw as many rushers and guys as you can at them. And I love the way that the guys attack. That said, you have to have a real disciplined approach about how you rotate, not just on the fly, you know, like in a hockey game, you know, these guys are out, these guys are in, you know, it's, yeah, not quite. So you have to be more disciplined than that for sure. But I'd anticipate a good, healthy rotation of players on the defensive side for sure. It's part of what we do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, you guys have a good Friday, and we'll see you on Sunday night.